Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Tomorrow, I'm leaving for Brazil. I'm going to need a different kind of currency if I expect to conduct business with anything but my credit card. And today, on my walk, I got a fresh reminder that the same is true in my workaday world. If I want to conduct effective transactions, I need performance currency. More about that in just a minute. But first, let me tell you about the book that I gleaned this insight from. It's called Strategize to Win: The New Way to Start Up, Step Up, or Start Over in Your Career by Carla A. Harris. And I'm loving this book. Carla writes the book to help young and mid-level professionals find answers and tools they need to get started in their career, to get unstuck, or to gain clarity on redirecting their career paths so that they can manage and expand their careers in any economic, corporate, or political environment. Now, what she does is she's giving us a framework, but also Carla's pearls, her insights gleaned over a very long and successful career in investment banking. Now, I'm thinking of two people right offhand for whom I'll purchase this book. One is a recent graduate, and the other is an individual that I know is looking to advance his career, and I think Carla's advice is absolutely outstanding. I heard her at the Global Leadership Summit, and she was quite an impressive presenter, and she has quite an impressive resume. Carla's the author of Expect to Win, and the vice chairman, managing director, and senior client advisor at Morgan Stanley. She has 2 degrees from Harvard, including an MBA, as well as numerous honorary doctorates. Now you can find out more about her at www.carlaspearls.com. But here's the pearl I stopped to admire this morning on my walk, and she calls it performance currency. Listen to what she has to say.
Performance currency is the goodwill, reputation, and capital you create by doing your job well and creating stellar deliverables on discrete assignments. When you consistently complete assignments above expectations, for example, you complete it earlier than expected, add extra analysis or insight above what was asked for, or present information in a creative, clear, and constructive way beyond what your boss or the organization has seen before, you create performance currency. Performance currency equals intellect plus experience plus strong execution times multiple occurrences. Webster's Dictionary defines currency as something that is in circulation as a medium of exchange. When you have a strong reputation and a track record of performance excellence, you can, quote, exchange, unquote, it for a shot at a promotion, a coveted position on an internal task force, a raise, an introduction to more senior people in the company, a respected voice at the decision-making table, where people will listen to you and be influenced by your point of view in important discussions, a spot on the deal team for the next big transaction, an opportunity to present in front of the client, or a chance to recover if you make a really big mistake.
Now, who doesn't appreciate in others intellect and experience and strong education over multiple occurrences? Intellect, experience, strong education over multiple occurrences. This is the person about whom the writer of Proverbs says, "Do you see a person skilled in his work? He will stand in the presence of kings. He will not stand in the presence of the unknown." That's Proverbs 22:29. In other words, that individual is carrying performance currency. Now, as Carla notes, performance currency can give you both a voice, but also access to important internal relationships. And let me add that I appreciate the way Carla addresses this, because as I'm listening to her and as I'm reading her book, it's less a tactic to master, and it's more an understanding of, hey, this is the way life works, and this is what's important in order to grow your effectiveness over time. So the question we're asking is, well, how do we put more performance currency in our wallets? And what Carla does is she highlights 4 factors that you and I need to be aware of and practice if we're going to add performance currencies to our wallet. And at the same time, she demonstrates what I think is a fifth factor. And if each of these leads to more coins in the pocket, so to speak, I think it's important that we just stop and assess, how many of these am I actually carrying? Here's the first one. Acclimate to your work environment. Carla advises, hey, don't wait for people to get to know you and your work. You take an interest in them and their work. You take the initiative. Number two, underpromise and overdeliver. You know how it goes. Do your job. Do it well. Do it on time. Number three, ask questions about your assignment. And I appreciated this immensely. She said, whenever I'm the new girl on the block with a group of people who have already been working together, particularly if I will be leading them, I always first find out what they think about their assignment, what their expectations are, and what they expect of me as a leader. And then she writes, never be afraid to ask thoughtful, insightful questions. It's the easiest way to clarify expectations in any situation. So ask questions about your assignment. Number four, identify the win. One of the most important things, she says, that you can do to build performance currency is to start defining what success looks like before you start to execute. And she shares what happens when she's begun and hasn't first defined the win, and sometimes to the difficulties and challenges she's experienced because she failed to do that. And that brings us to number five. Number five is this: admit your failures and correct them. And I appreciate that Carla, in writing this book, has no problems letting you know when she failed, even royally, and what she learned and what we can learn from those failures. Good stuff. Hey, dig deep in your pockets or pull out that wallet or purse. How much performance currency are you carrying? And what one thing might you do today to put another coin in your pocket? Well, performance currency. That was my aha moment on my walk with Carla A. Harris and Strategize to Win. Now let me ask you a question. What are you going to do with that insight in your walk through life? Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen to On My Walk. If you get a moment today, drop by onmywalk.com. We just put up a new review from Rich Perez's book, Mikasa Uptown, Learning to Love Again, and it is exceptional. The book, review's not bad either, but the book's really good, and I'll look forward to sharing with you some insights from it as well as a number of other books that I've been reading. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, I'll be in Brazil. I have the opportunity to share a number of talks while I'm there, and so my podcasting may be a little more touch and go during that time, but I'll be carrying my mic because I look forward to the opportunity to share with you a few more of my aha moments on my walk.